It's 25 past 8 on Thursday, and I'm on my way to meeting in East Lothian, just out of Edinburgh Airport, because I've come to Scotland the day after nominations closed, really to learn from success. I don't think across the UK we've taken enough notice of the fact that the general election results on the 6th of May in Scotland were absolutely extraordinary. There was a swing to Labour of 3%. The Lib Dem vote went down by 4%. Some fantastic results. People like Ian Murray in Edinburgh South held on to seats which many people were predicting we would lose. There are Scottish Parliament elections next May, and those elections will be the first test of any new leader of the party. We've got a very strong leader in the Scottish Parliament in Ian Gray, and a very strong team. And I'm going to be meeting them today to talk about how we build on the very strong base that we've got in Scotland. In 2007, we lost heavily in Scotland. What's happened is that the party has rebuilt, starting with a leadership election, and then trying to repair itself as a community-based party. They have put the agenda squarely onto economy, public services, and exposed relentlessly and correctly the broken promises of the SNP administration in Holyrood. I think that the UK is so much stronger for devolution, for the pluralism that it represents, and for the way it's brought politics closer to people. And it gives lie to the argument both of the SNP that you need to get out of Britain, out of the UK, for Scotland to be strong, but also the old Tory argument that somehow devolution was dangerous to the UK. So I'm here for about 36 hours in Edinburgh and in Glasgow. I'm looking forward to it.